This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Roads are slick with more snow and strong winds expected later today. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold watch for all of the area from late tomorrow night through Saturday at noon. Racine and Kenosha have warming centers open for people needing shelter from the cold. There are some that run during the day and some that run overnight. Hours vary. People can call 211 to find warming center options. Microsoft plans a $13 billion expansion in Mount Pleasant, adding 15 new data centers on 1,300 acres. It's more than tripling the previous size. The company says they won't seek local tax breaks. The project could bring in $76 million a year in property taxes once finished. Police to the south are warning Honda Civic owners about thieves stealing airbags. At least five cars have been hit after thieves broke windows to remove the steering wheel airbags. And Racine is asking people to help shape how the city grows as it updates its zoning code. An open house is set for next Tuesday at Gateway Technical College Racine campus. That'll run from 4:30 to 6:30. There's more on the city's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It's definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 24, becoming a bit breezy later today, too, with gusts up to 25 out of the southwest. Some light snow this evening, down to 9 above tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.